As part of a three-pronged effort to regulate abortions in the state, Republican Representative Carl Wimmer of Harriman crafted a bill for the 2011 legislative session that reassures doctors they won't be punished for denying an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest. The law also extends that protection to medical facilities. But most Utah hospitals, including Ashley Regional Medical Center in Vernal, already have their own abortion policies in place. Ashley CEO Cy Hutt says they just don't do them, so his hospital won't be impacted by the law.
I don't think we've done an abortion since I've been here, and I've been here 10 years. So it's not something we routinely do. Our physicians don't do them. On our bylaws and our rules and regulations, it's not specifically something that we cannot do, but it's something that we have not done.
Hutt says he agrees with Wimmer's legislation, but as far as he can tell, it's not necessary.
I don't know why it came up. I don't know how pertinent it is.
An Intermountain Healthcare spokesman said Intermountain doesn't provide abortions either. Ryan Rasmussen, spokeswoman for University of Utah Healthcare, says the hospital doesn't have an official policy, but still doesn't anticipate any impact as a result of the law. She notes the hospital has primarily adopted a culture of providing that service only when it's medically necessary.
Now, if there are other factors involved and every situation is different, then yes, there will be a conversation between, you know, the patient and her healthcare team to determine what's best for her.
Carrie Galloway, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Association of Utah, says the legislation is just another notch in Representative Wimmer's reputation as an anti-choice legislator here in Utah, not a bill that solved a problem.
We have protections in Utah. No provider is asked to participate in abortion if they have a conscience objection, and I'm not aware of any complaints against the system. And as far as facilities go, they all have their rules and regulations.
Galloway says it doesn't matter whether the legislation was needed or not. The legislature voted for it simply because it was proposed. But Wimmer argues the bill is a preemptive strike in the case that the federal freedom of conscience law is compromised. Up until now, he says, there was nothing explicitly prohibiting a medical facility from firing a doctor who chose not to perform an abortion.
Doctors were protected up until the point of hiring them, but after they were hired, if the medical facility's policy changed and they tried to mandate that the doctor perform an abortion and he refused, there was nothing specifically written into the law that would have prevented them from terminating his employment.
Wimmer says he was encouraged to create legislation after being approached by two OBGYNs who claimed they feared for their jobs because of their decision not to perform abortions. But Wimmer acknowledges he's unaware of a specific case in which a physician has been sued or fired for not doing so. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.